This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. And, Andy, a real tough one for the Red Sox to lose Sunday, 1-0 to Oakland.
It certainly was, Bill. The Red Sox were going for the sweep of the weekend over the A's. They were averaging over 10 runs per game in the previous five games against the A's this season, and Kendall Graveman just shut the door on them as well as their relief staff yesterday. But the real story of note in this one was the starter for the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez, had the best start of his career. It was virtually wasted. He had a no-hitter for 7 2/3 innings, and he gave up an infield single. Game was scoreless going into the bottom of the ninth, and Craig Kimball came in. He continues to struggle in non-safe situations. He walks the leadoff batter, and then he gives up a double to left field that Brock Holt misplayed. Winning run scores, and the Red Sox fall one game behind the Toronto Blue Jays in second place in the American League East.
Gotcha. And Saturday, Rick Porcello won his 19th game of the year. Tell us more about that.
That was another great start for a Red Sox starter. Rick Porcello wins number 19. He's the first Sox pitcher to win 19 games since John Lester in 2010. Porcello himself had a perfect game going for 5 1/3 innings. The Red Sox, of course, had the bats going on Saturday night, so the run support was not a factor. But Porcello could become the first 20-game winner for the Red Sox since Josh Beckett in 2007, coming up in his next start.
All right. Update on Yoan Moncada. What's the latest?
Well, the Red Sox number one prospect, and who's also been rated as the number one prospect in Major League Baseball, got the call up. He appeared in his first game on Friday as a pinch hitter. He did get up once, and he played the field. Then he had his first two starts over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Had a couple hits yesterday. His first Major League hit was on Saturday. Did make an error in the field yesterday at third base. That seems to be probably the only slight issue with him at the moment. Does have a strong arm, but he still needs to learn how to play the position. He's a switch hitter. He showed his speed over the weekend, and obviously he's a guy that can handle the bat. So obviously it should be an upgrade at third base over Travis Shaw, Brock Holt, or even Aaron Hill. So, it's kind of a nice thing to see, the young blood coming up kind of with Andrew Benintendi they did earlier in August. So the future is bright, definitely, with our young Red Sox stars.
We have some offensive milestones to talk about as well. Mookie Betts, Hanley Ramirez, and Dustin Pedroia. Those updates, Andy?
Well, Mookie Betts becomes the second player in Red Sox history to have 30 home runs and 100 RBIs in a season before the age of 24. And he joins Ted Williams in that list. That's quite some big company to be joining with that particular mark. Hanley Ramirez, he hit his 20th home run over the weekend. He's the fourth Sox player to reach that plateau this year. And Dustin Pedroia, he really keeps hitting well from the leadoff spot since he got moved in, and Mookie Betts got moved down to fourth in the order. Pedroia just keeps racking up the hits. He's now second in the American League in the batting race.
All right, so as the Red Sox move out of Oakland, but what's the injury updates here on the team?
A couple notes here. Steven Wright's going to have a second opinion in the next few days on his injured right shoulder. He's going to see a doctor in Los Angeles while the Sox are in San Diego. Koji Uehara expected to be activated from the disabled list today, so maybe he could be the answer for the eighth-inning setup guy. And previously mentioned Andrew Benintendi. He's still about 10 days away from resuming baseball activities. Of course, he's out with that sprained knee, and he'll be heading down to Fort Myers for instructional league games to kind of get back in the swing and hopefully get him back before the end of the season.
Any other player notes to share with us on the Red Sox, Andy, before we hit our Major League Baseball notes?
Well, Red Sox manager did hint over the weekend that Travis Shaw, to get him some more at-bats, he could see some time in left field. And the Red Sox did continue their September call-ups yesterday. Prior to the game, they brought up pitchers Heath Hembree and Noe Ramirez, and they brought up their third catcher. Actually, they got four catchers now when you think about it. They brought up Christian Vasquez to the roster. So definitely we have plenty of catching to go around for the September stretch for the pennant. So we'll see how that all plays out, but just gives them some more flexibility on the roster.
Gotcha. Actually, going back to Steven Wright, I understand that he is supposed to see the L.A. Dodgers doctor, but he's out of town for the holiday weekend, so he can't see him yet. But when he comes back, he'll see him, I guess, yeah.
And hopefully it's some good news, because obviously he's certainly someone that's needed down the stretch.
All right, let's go to some Major League Baseball notes. I always like this part, Andy, where you pick up a few highlights from around all of Major League Baseball, not just the Red Sox.
Well, a couple notes for us. We have Cincinnati Reds center fielder Billy Hamilton. He's been clocked as the fastest player in Major League Baseball going from home to first in a mere 3.93 seconds. The best pitcher in Major League Baseball, left-hander Clayton Kershaw of the L.A. Dodgers, going to return from the disabled list on Friday to take on the Miami Marlins. It'll be his first start in more than 2 months. He'd been out with a herniated disc in his back. And former Red Sox outfielder Carl Crawford saying that he hopes to play in Major League Baseball next year. He's hoping to either catch on with the Tampa Bay Rays, his former team, or even the Houston Astros. He's from the Houston area, so those are the first two teams he's going to try to set his sight on.
All right, Red Sox road trip continues in San Diego. Just some thoughts on that. Getting two out of three is a good start, but they had that opportunity, as we noted earlier, for the sweep of the A's.
Well, you got to take at least two or three from San Diego, if not sweep them. This is another team that you need to beat up on, because the rest of the schedule going forward, you'll be playing the AL East, you'll be battling playoff teams, teams that are playing well. The Yankees are coming on strong. So you really got to get these games in your back pocket. San Diego struggled all season long. Of course, the Red Sox will not have David Ortiz in the lineup for any of these three games in San Diego. He's going to be limited to pinch-hitting duty, no first base action for Ortiz. So the Red Sox a little shorthanded in the offense there. That's a big bat to miss. But the pitching, if it continues staying strong, and hopefully the relief corps gets a little better, and see what happens. But starting today, the Red Sox need to get on that three-game winning streak.
There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. And I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.